Okay, so we discussed a couple of weeks ago about how the 3 weeks in the Haftorahs and the Parshios connect to the Shlosh Regalim. So now we're in the week of Shabbos Chazon, Parshas Devarim, the final week. So it's connected to the Yontif of Sukkot. It's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So this week somehow is corresponding to Sukkot. There are a lot of parallels between these days. So, honing in Parshas Devarim and Shabbos Chazon, what exactly is the connection between Sukkot? So, the special Rachman that we say in benching and Sukkot certainly has a strong correlation to the Beis Hamikdash, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Say the Rachman, Yakum Lanus Sukkas David Hanofelas, that the Sukkah, the Beis Hamikdash, is referred to as Sukkah, and particularly the fact that it fell, Sukkas David Hanofelas, the broken, the fallen, the weak sukkah. So that's somehow sukkah. Sukkot is a bracha we say in the benching that to rebuild this Beis Hamikdash, which of course we're in the midst of mourning now. So digging a bit deeper to this connection between this Shabbos and Sukkot. So the word sukkah has a number of interpretations why it's called sukkah, and tzchach is the simple understanding. But Chazal teaches also it corresponds to the name Yischa, the name of Sarah. And the reason why Sarah is called Yischa, we're told, is because Sarah is one of the seven Nevios. She was enveloped, like a sukkah envelops a person, she was enveloped with Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh. So Sarah Meinu is called Yischa because of Ruach HaKodesh, the Nevuah that she had. And Yitzchak represents a person who was surrounded, enveloped, encircled with Ruach HaKodesh. That's why she was zocha to that. And Sukkot also, Sukkot is a time of Ruach HaKodesh as well. The Hamon Am, it's available. The Gemara in Sukkot tells us that the Simchas Beis Shoeva, the number of interpretations why it's called Shoeva, the simple pshat is because Shaftamayim Besason, the Shoeva of the Mayim for Nisach HaMayim is a simple understanding why it's called Simchas Beis Shoeva, but the Yushalmi there says, and Tosus quotes as Yushalmi, because it's a time to be Shoeva from the Ruach HaKodesh that's available. The Sukkah represents the Yischa, this Ruach HaKodesh that a person can have access to. So through Simcha, through a level of Simcha, through a level of Sasson, a person could have access to Ruach HaKodesh. So the Sukkah represents Ruach HaKodesh. The name Yischa is Ruach HaKodesh. Sorry, Meinu is Ruach HaKodesh. And of course, the Beis HaMikdash was a place of Ruach HaKodesh. Simchas Beis Shoeva took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash was a time of Ruach HaKodesh. So Shabbos Chazon, which is the beginning of Chazon Yishayahu, this Haftarah we're going to read, Chazon is also Lashon of Ruach HaKodesh, Lashon Nevuah, vision, ability to see things. The ability to see things, this Shabbos. And the different levels of Ruach HaKodesh, the highest form is Nevuah, but everyone can have access to Ruach HaKodesh to different levels. There's the Ledugmo, when a person is Zochet, have a child, and they name the child that comes through Ruach HaKodesh, a special opportunity parents have to name the child based on Ruach HaKodesh. That's a low-level Ruach HaKodesh, but it's Ruach HaKodesh nonetheless. The different levels of Ruach HaKodesh. So Shabbos Chazon represents somehow the ability to see things, to see the Ruach HaKodesh in low levels and high levels as well. So Sefer Devarim begins with Chazon, with the ability to see, and Sefer Devarim concludes the words of the Torah is Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the eyes of Klai Yisrael, that we have the ability to see things with that Ruach HaKodesh. Now, how does one see things? How do you have Ruach HaKodesh? Obviously, it's a very deep topic. And so, you know, one simple idea is as follows. It's deep, but it's a simple idea. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that when the Avos, each of the Avos saw Har HaBayis, they saw it in a different form. The Gemara says when Avram Avinu saw Har HaBayis, he saw it as a Har Maria. And Yitzchak saw it, Lasuach Basad, as a field. And Yaakov saw it as a Bayis. It says in the Pasuk in Vayetze, Kim Beisel Kim Yisrael is a bias. And I think it was the Satmar Rebbe said this, that the gematrias of all them make all connect, because Machane is gematria 103. Har im Hakola is 206, that's 103 times 2. Machane is a camp, like a, you know, Machane's Levia, Shechin, and so on. So Machane is Levia, Har is 206, twice that. Sadeh, which is the top of it, which is 309, which is 3 times Machane, and Bias is 412, which is 4 times Machane. Everything's a multiple of Machane. And they saw different levels. Har, Sadeh, Bias. Moshe Beinu Davin, we're going to see next week's Parsha of Eschanan, 515 times, which is Machane times 5. It's a building off the shoulders of the previous generations. So, Yaakov, though, that's our focus. Yaakov, which is the Torah writes that the Shlosh Rugam connected the Gimel Avos, Avram is connected Pesach, Yaakov's connected, now the Yitzchak's connected Shuos, Yaakov's connected Sukkos. So Sukkos is connected Yaakov, which is connected also to the bias he saw. Basically, this is a bias. Sukkah, as we said, is a celebration opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov learned Sukkos, David HaNefelos. So Yaakov Avinu, when he encountered the house, the bias, the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Pasuk, Vayachalom, he had a dream. A dream is also a Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara in Brachos says this. We also have a shtick on Nevuah through a Chalom. It's 1/60th of Nevuah, a Chalom. So by a Chalom, he saw his dream. You know, he saw this ladder, this famous ladder. So he goes to sleep. Vayikatz wakes up. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso v'yomer achein eish Hashem v'mokum hazev anochi leidati. Behold, Hashem is in this place, and I didn't know. Vayira, Vayomar, Ma Nora Makom Hazeh. He got fearful, trembling of the great wonder that was in this place. Ein Zekim Beisel Kim Vezeh Shashmaim. This is the gates of heaven right here. So you have this dream, this Vayachalom, this vision, this Chazon. What exactly did he see? So the Yira Kadosh says an incredible thing. This vision, again, Sukkos, just to make sure, Chazon Yishayahu, Chazon, this week's parsha is about vision, about Ruach HaKodesh. It's about Sukkos, Sukkos and Chaz Beis Shuev, the opportunities of Ruach HaKodesh. It's the ability of Yaakov to see, he had a dream in the Makom HaMikdash, and he saw it as a bias. So what exactly did he see in his dream, other than the ladders, and the Malachim going up with the ladder? So Yira Kodesh says the following. When he saw the following. He was right beneath the Kisei HaKavod. And the Kisei HaKavod has four legs. The Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us, and Gemara's Chagiga talk about this. And there are four images on the four legs. Achein, he says in the Pasuk, it's a strange word, Achein, it's a strange usage. Vayomer, Achein, Eish Hashem b'makom hazeh. Achein, Yaakov Avinu says, Achein, I knew about the Aleph is an Aryeh. An Aryeh is one of the images on the legs of the Kisei HaKavod. I knew about the Chaf, the Kruv, the baby face. I knew about the Nun, the Nesher. Those three I knew about. The Achein. Aleph Chaf Nun is an Aryeh Kruven Nesher. However, Anochi Leidati, I did not know that I was the fourth one. The fourth face is Yaakov. He was the fourth image. Anochi means I. It also stands for Aleph is the Aryeh, Nun is for the Nesher, Chaf is the Kruven, Yud is for Yaakov himself. I didn't know that I was the fourth leg. So Yaakov Avinu was busy running away. Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Sheva. He ran away from his brother. And he was in a dark place, it was nighttime, he was Masakin Marv to protect the person from the darkness and the gullus. And little did he know how great he was. He was so humble, he didn't know how great he was. And that's a chiddush of the Yidah Kaddish, which itself is very powerful, but that's Yaakov Avinu. What does it do for us? So, there seems to be a stira in the Gemaras, because the Gemara in Chulin actually says that the Malachim saw Yaakov's face down here, and they said that's the same face in the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov was the image of the Kisei HaKavod. But the Gemara in Chulin, quoting the Pasuk, Gemara in Chagiga, quoting the Pasuk in Yecheskel, says it was actually Adam. Adam was the image, the fourth image, not Yaakov. So what's Pshat Adam? So Pasha Pshat is Adam Arishon. That's what, not Pasha Pshat, one Pshat Adam Arishon. It's not a steer, because the Gemara Babasa says that Shufred the Yaakov can Shufred the Adam. They look like each other. So Yaakov and Adam Arishon look like each other, but the other Pshat is Adam. Doesn't mean Adam Harishon, means Adam, person, a person. It's a person of an image. Who was that? Yaakov Lechora. But maybe you could say as follows. Maybe. You could say that I didn't see this anywhere. I once shared this with Weinberger. He liked it a lot. It's not Pashup Shop, but I think it's a powerful idea. That maybe that fourth leg was a mirror. It's a mirror that whoever looks up at the Kisei HaKavod, whoever Zocha, whoever believes in himself or believes in the ability to see the Kisei HaKavod, what that means, he sees the mirror, and what does he see when he looks at the mirror? He sees himself. And so when the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Adam, a person, a person's image, our image, your image is on the Kisei HaKavod. And what Yaakov Avinu wanted and what he needed to hear and see the most at that time of his life where he was away from his parents, away from, he was scared of being killed, was that I am on the Kisei HaKavod, that I'm able to reach incredible heights in this world. He was at the lowest point in his life. And he had many low parts, points of his life, Yaakov Avinu. But perhaps what he needed to hear most and see most was, Anokhi Yadati, I did not know. I did not know that I was the fourth face. I didn't know that my image touches the Kisei HaKavod. And it's true of every single person as well. The 3 weeks, the 9 days, we're in the lowest part of the calendar year, times of darkness. It's a Chazon Yishayahu. It's supposed to be, even though these are the weeks of Bein HaMetzarim, but even in Bein HaMetzarim, we have to find a certain level of nechama, a certain level of self-confidence in ourselves and in each other. And that's Chazon Yishayahu, a vision. We could see a vision. We could see that there's a certain Ruach HaKodesh that we all have. Sukkot is a time of Ruach HaKodesh, it's a time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us things that we need to see to believe in ourselves. Vanochli Adati, I didn't know. And then that's the message for all of us, that we don't know, but we have to believe in ourselves. In the Beis HaMikdash, when it was being built, the second Beis HaMikdash, and Hurdus is busy fixing it up, the Gemara Bava Basra says in the first parak, that he wanted to, he had a layer of marble, and then he left a space open to lay with gold. And Chachamim saw this, and Chachamim said that, you know what, better to leave it without the gold, leave it empty, because it actually has an image, it had some type of, illusion that looked like a wave. It was in and out, looked like a wave. And he says, the Gali Hayam, the Gemara says, is better than the gold. Now, a wave is nice and cool and all that, but imagine gold is prettier, more valuable, more prestigious than a wave. So the Chachamim weren't concerned with the physical beauty of the Beis Hamikdash, though that was very important, as is seen from all the statements in the Gemara, how important it was to have it make look beautiful, but more important than the physical beauty of the Beis Hamikdash, which is only reflected the spiritual beauty, of course. The wave represents a person's ups and downs in life. The Gali Hayam, ups and downs. The wave goes up and down. And when a person goes Ali L'Regel, which is to be seen by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's a carbon Re'iyah that's brought. Maseches Chagiga is about, at least the first paragraph, the carbon Re'iyah. Liros Leros, to be seen by Hashem, to see Hashem, whatever that means. This idea of seeing, what are you seeing? You don't see Hashem. How do you see Hashem? You're looking for chizik. Who comes to the Beis HaMikdash? Those who need chizik. Those who need to go up. It's Ali L'Regel. You go up in life. You're at a down point. You climb the mountain, Har Abayis. You climb up to see something, to find something to give you chizik. What do you see? You see the waves. And the waves is a reminder that life is full of ups and downs. And even though there might be downs in life, there's always ups. The waves go down, but they come right back up. And that was the idea of the Sulam, the Malachim going up and down the ladder, the ups and the downs. Yaakov was at a down point, but he was reminded how up, how high he could reach, the heights a person could reach. Anochi Yadati, that he didn't know that he was the Kisei HaKavod, on the Kisei HaKavod. That's true of all of us. So I'll finish with a funny maisa. Rav Weinberger shared this maisa with me a number of years ago. Probably goes back 3 years ago, maybe, before Corona, I think. So, and he shared in shul. I was not here that Shabbos. It's funny, actually. We shared this maisa the same exact Shabbos. I was in North Woodmere, and he was here. And there's a person who was by me Friday night in North Woodmere who heard me say the story and was by Rav Weinberger in shul the next day, and he said we shared the story. Happens to be, but what's the story? The story, I think it may have been in Rav Biederman, one of his pamphlets. Maisa goes as follows. That there's a big vikuach, there are many of these debates between the Christians and the non-Jews, and the Jews rather. And one time they had summoned the rabbi for one of these debates, and the rabbi had enough, he didn't want It was just a disgrace. It was embarrassing. It never went well for the Jews. So he was summoned to go to this vikuach, and he said, anyone from the Kila, please, someone else represent us. I had enough, really. So there's a guy named was Beryl. Beryl said, I'll go for you. Now, Beryl was the simplest man in the town. He wasn't able to debate the intelligent priest. The rabbi says, Beryl, really, you want to go? See, Rabbi, I'll go. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Okay, he didn't. If anyone was willing to go into the rabbi, he was certainly okay with it. So Beryl went. And everybody knew who Beryl was. Even the non-Jews knew who Beryl was. He was really the simplest man in town. So he shows up to this debate, and they're all laughing at him that the Jews sent Beryl to come debate this intelligent priest. So they said, okay, Beryl, you could ask the first question. Let's see what your question is. So he opens up the Chumash, the Bible. He opens it up, and he points to the words, and he says, points to the words, Anochi lo yadati. What does this mean, lo yadati? So he says, I don't know. The priest said, I don't know. So everyone said the priest got the answer. He didn't know the answer. Beryl stumped him. He didn't know what it meant. He said, I don't know. And then they started pummeling the priest who got it wrong. And then Beryl got to slip out of there. And he was the Lord of the great hero. He defeated him in the debate. So there's a big, small, quiet parade celebration in the Jewish part of the town, celebrating Beryl's genius idea. So afterwards, the rabbi called him Beryl. He said, Beryl, this was genius. How did you know to ask this question? It was such a great question. So Beryl said it was simple. I was being Mavir Sedra. I got to the Pasuk of Anochli Adati. I looked over to the side, to the translation, and the translator didn't know what it meant either. So I figured if he didn't know what it meant, certainly the priest won't know what it means, so that's why I chose it. So that was the Maisa. But the Maisa tells of Anochli Adati is that even in times when we don't know what we're doing, we don't know where we're going, we don't know why certain things happen, but the message is that from Yaakov Avinu, Va'anochi. Anochi is Arye Nun, is Nesher, Kruv, and Yaakov. Yaakov is just an example of him looking into his mirror, Alpidash Drush. But we have to look inside our own mirror that touches the Kisei HaKavod, because we also could reach incredible heights. We could reach that the Sulam Mutz of Aretz, but Roshim, Magia Shemaim, our heads could reach the Shemaim, we should be Zoche. That believing in ourselves and seeing ourselves greatness and Chazon Yishayahu and the Ruach HaKodesh that envelops us, the Yiska of Sukkis, that Simchas Beis Reva, that Shuvim of Ruach HaKodesh, we should be Zoche to not have to look for ways to believe in ourselves, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu just makes it happen that we do mamash believe in ourselves. Mishbizoche to the Gula Shema, v'amitas, v'her v'yamein, v'amein, v'yamein.